think when you're happy, I wouldn't say I wasn't happy at Blackpool, but when you've got that period of 6 months of thinking, you know, has the dream gone from January to the end of the season? You know, it's one of these things that you think it's passed you by, but, you know, I'm fortunate enough the club stuck by me and, you know, gave me the opportunity to come here and, you know, they wanted to try and get the deal done again, and I was delighted. And, you know, I was like a bear with a sore head for the last 6 months of the season, but in the day it's done, and, you know, I'm just delighted to be at this club because it's a wonderful club and great people here.
You've settled in really well. Do you have sympathy with other players who've come here, like Andy Carroll? He just seems to be criticised, doesn't he?
No matter what you do as a player, everybody has their doubts about you. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be the best player in the world, but somebody will pick something out that they don't agree with. And that's what happens in football. It's all about opinions. But Andy's still young, and there's other players come here. And, you know, we've got a young squad, and we're learning. And let people be judged over a season, and let the time bide, because at the end of the day, there's time on the side. You know, they're still young players, but we are still young, and we're learning each other, still trying to get to grips with each other's game. We've brought in, I think, 7-8 new players, and it's difficult. Times will be hard with different games and that, but at the end, the quality will shine through, and I don't think we've done too bad this season so far, but we know we could do better.
Going back to your manager and when he signed you to bring you here, what was your relationship like with Kenny Dalglish before that? Did you have one? Were you a fan, a hero? Was he a hero of yours? Or
for us, for being Scottish, it's, you know, at the end of the day, he's our record cap holder, and he's massive. He was an idol in our place, and, you know, I never really seen him play apart from on videos and things like that. But he's well respected in Scotland. And he's well respected at this club. And at the end of the day, when someone like him comes calling, it's difficult to turn down. So, yeah, I have a good relationship with him. And, you know, I'm just delighted that him and Damien Camoli were wanting to bring me here. And they worked ever so hard to make it happen. And, you know, I was just delighted to sign and hopefully make it a successful period for the club.
And what do you make of the job that he's done here since he's come back?
He's done a remarkable job, you know, from where they were when he took over to where we are now. We've made giant strides, but we want to keep going in the right direction, and that's forward. You know, we don't want to look to the past. Yeah, we had a disappointing result the week before, but that's gone now, and we just look to the future. And in the day, there's no bigger games than in the Premier League, and that the next game's just as important for us as players and as the club.
I know it hasn't been a great week, but do you look at Queen's Park Rangers and see that as a good opportunity to get back on track?
Well, it's the next game, so we need to win the game. But, you know, it'll be good to get at home, because our home form's not been too great, and you know, we have to try and pick up points now at home. And like I say, the thing about a disappointing result is you want the next game to come as quick as it can, and, you know, the QPR game's the next one, and we look forward to it, because, you know, we did create a lot of chances the other night, and we could have scored a couple of goals, but it wasn't to be, and we, you know, we dust ourselves down and get ready for the next game.
What do you put your home form down to? 4 draws in a row?
If anybody's seen the game, I would say bad luck, because the amount of chances in that 4 games, we've probably created maybe 30 good chances that we could have scored. But that's what happens in these games, you know. It just never fell for us, or we never had a bit of luck in front of goal, of an own goal or anything. You know, it just never happened for us. But at the end of the day, we kind of make that as an excuse. We'll just get ready and prepare right for the game and be ready to hopefully win the game.
How much are you evolving as a player since you've come here? You've been taken out of your comfort zone, if you like, at Bloomfield Road.
I was never in a comfort zone, because I wanted to progress as a player. You know, I was always want to come and play at one of the big clubs, and you need a bit of luck with that. And the luck that I got was I played with good players at Blackpool that helped me get here. I had a good manager that wanted to improve me as a player as well. And, you know, I'm just fortunate. I've had good people around me for the last 4 or 5 years since I left Rangers. And, you know, I'm just delighted that, you know, I'm at a club where, you know, we're going forwards, and, you know, we're looking to the future.
Do you still feel there are people in Scotland who look upon what you've achieved, what you've done, with a little bit of disbelief still?
Yeah, and I take great satisfaction from it, because I know there's people up there who who will be disappointed what I've achieved so far, just because of the past. But in the day, I've got the smile on my face, and they'll be unhappy. That's life.